Now turn to part two. You'll hear a radio interview in which a man called Charlie Lee talks about being a film extra. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
In the studio today, I have Charlie Lee, who was lucky enough to be a film extra in a recent film. Charlie, had you worked as an extra before?
No, not at all. One day, I got an email from a friend. He said an agency he knew was looking for Chinese people who lived in London to be extras in a film. Rather than having to go to the agency for the audition, I had to go to a school right in the heart of the city. It was in October, and when I got there, there were hundreds of Chinese people queuing up outside hoping to be extras.
Did they tell you immediately if you'd got the part?
Not for about a month, and then I got a phone call to say I'd been selected. They wanted me to play the part of a tourist who's having an argument with the taxi driver. But I'm not unemployed like many extras. I actually work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week as a waiter. My boss wouldn't give me the time off, so I thought that that would be the end of my film career.
But it wasn't the end, was it?
No. About a month later, the agency rang to check if I was still available, but for a different part. This time I said yes and decided that I would just take a day off sick. I was told that I would need to go in casual summer clothes, even though it was raincoat weather, and I had to be at the studio for 7 a.m.
So, what happened when you got there?
Well, when I got to the studio, I was amazed. The exterior looked like a really huge sports centre. All around it were lots of offices and small storage buildings. Once I'd registered at reception, I went to have my hair and makeup done.
So the moment had come. What was it like when you went inside the studio?
Really weird. I literally walked from a cold winter's day outside into a studio which was very warm. It was supposed to be a hotel. Everything was there, the lifts, the reception area, the main doors with taxis outside, and as it was supposed to be Hong Kong, even the taxis were Chinese ones.
Did you have to do very much?
Not really. Apparently my clothes weren't quite right, so instead of walking across the lobby with some beautiful women, I was asked to hang around beside the main doors by some luggage.
And how long were you on the set?
Well, the filming lasted about 4 hours. The extras had to be very quiet, and we were told not to wear shoes as they made too much noise. We still had socks on, though, and the cameras weren't filming our feet. By lunchtime, we were all hungry and tired of doing the same scene.
Then what happened after lunch?
Nothing very much. They got different people on the set, so I went off to the canteen, which was quite a distance from the main studio. I just stayed there for the rest of the day and then went home.
Did you get to meet any of the stars?
Well, the main characters only came on for the last take. They looked very glamorous, but we weren't allowed to talk to the stars or take photos or anything like that, as we'd signed a contract to that effect. Pity, because my family and friends would have loved a photo.
What a shame. But were you paid well for the day?
Actually, I was quite surprised by how much I'd made. £195. But I didn't get it until 6 months later, which I thought was a bit long. However, friends who've been extras say that even 9 months isn't unusual. But I saw the film when it came out, and yes, there I am in the lobby, right at the back.
Now you'll hear part two again.
In the studio today, I have Charlie Lee, who was lucky enough to be a film extra in a recent film. Charlie, had you worked as an extra before?
No, not at all. One day, I got an email from a friend. He said an agency he knew was looking for Chinese people who lived in London to be extras in a film. Rather than having to go to the agency for the audition, I had to go to a school right in the heart of the city. It was in October, and when I got there, there were hundreds of Chinese people queuing up outside hoping to be extras.
Did they tell you immediately if you'd got the part?
Not for about a month, and then I got a phone call to say I'd been selected. They wanted me to play the part of a tourist who's having an argument with the taxi driver. But I'm not unemployed like many extras. I actually work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week as a waiter. My boss wouldn't give me the time off, so I thought that that would be the end of my film career.
But it wasn't the end, was it?
No. About a month later, the agency rang to check if I was still available, but for a different part. This time I said yes and decided that I would just take a day off sick. I was told that I would need to go in casual summer clothes, even though it was raincoat weather, and I had to be at the studio for 7 a.m.
So, what happened when you got there?
Well, when I got to the studio, I was amazed. The exterior looked like a really huge sports centre. All around it were lots of offices and small storage buildings. Once I'd registered at reception, I went to have my hair and makeup done.
So the moment had come. What was it like when you went inside the studio?
Really weird. I literally walked from a cold winter's day outside into a studio which was very warm. It was supposed to be a hotel. Everything was there, the lifts, the reception area, the main doors with taxis outside, and as it was supposed to be Hong Kong, even the taxis were Chinese ones.
Did you have to do very much?
Not really. Apparently my clothes weren't quite right, so instead of walking across the lobby with some beautiful women, I was asked to hang around beside the main doors by some luggage.
And how long were you on the set?
Well, the filming lasted about 4 hours. The extras had to be very quiet, and we were told not to wear shoes as they made too much noise. We still had socks on, though, and the cameras weren't filming our feet. By lunchtime, we were all hungry and tired of doing the same scene.
Then what happened after lunch?
Nothing very much. They got different people on the set, so I went off to the canteen, which was quite a distance from the main studio. I just stayed there for the rest of the day and then went home.
Did you get to meet any of the stars?
Well, the main characters only came on for the last take. They looked very glamorous, but we weren't allowed to talk to the stars or take photos or anything like that, as we'd signed a contract to that effect. Pity, because my family and friends would have loved a photo.
What a shame. But were you paid well for the day?
Actually, I was quite surprised by how much I'd made. £195. But I didn't get it until 6 months later, which I thought was a bit long. However, friends who've been extras say that even 9 months isn't unusual. But I saw the film when it came out, and yes, there I am in the lobby, right at the back.
That's the end of part 2.